the stories are not that clear. You will have difficulties to know where the story started, when it ended, and things like that. And I hesitated to do it during this course to see what you will find. Up to here, as far as we know, we talk like this. That paging is this. First, he said, do not forget the exception. Then, he said, first of all, here we are talking about one word, Baz. It's Persian. Means again, means going back, means opening the door, and means falcon. All of this. And he mixed them all together in two verses here. This and that and that and that. Why? We started, we said, okay, this Isamuddin was going to the knowledge. Nothing was really good. Suddenly he came back and we started this harp, which is the polisher of the breath. The instrument of the polish is this, the book, right? Okay, let us start. It started like this because Isamuddin was a nightingale. He went and came back as a falcon. What is the difference? You should know, we talked about it. Nightingale is the first bird in that conference of birds which will refuses to go to Qaf. Do you remember? When the Hudhud will try to convince everyone, let's go up, let's go find Seymour. The first one is Nightingale. The Nightingale will say, excuse me, look at me. You know that I'm in love. You know that I'm in love, but I'm so teeny, so little. I cannot really fly that far and things like that. You know what? I sit down here, I will sing. You go and bring me the good news. That's the Nightingale. Who wants to know, but he's not ready to pay the price. He prefers, remember this fellow, because this is another way of looking at this book. He, at the beginning of the 6th, 7th verse, he will bring in the nightingale. Then we will see this kind of nightingale in a man with a horse who wants the well-fed horse, but he will not do it himself. He wants that servant to do it for himself. Remember? All of that, because we are reading the book of this, we know that he will quote from that Mantabotair, logic of flight. And he brought it here. He said, okay, this nightingale is an animal. It's good. It's the most beautiful one. You know that for Iranian, the most romantic fellow is nightingale. The best song is the song of nightingale, right? Here he said, he was a nightingale. No good. He went out, he became a falcon. Falcon is?
Hunter.
Falcon, our story, is a tamed hunter. First of all, he will pay all the price to hunt. But better than that, he doesn't hunt for itself. We are talking about the falcon who will be fed by a human. Falcon who will be fed by the king. He will sit down on the hand of the king, his eyes closed, quiet. Then he will say, get that for me. He will go and grab and bring it to the king. This is supposed to be the replacement of what? Remember, we are at the beginning of book two. Look at it like a child, okay? Forget all the knowledge you have and all that complication of intellectual stuff. We are right at the first page of book two, right? He's talking about this nightingale and the falcon. And I would say, this falcon, he says, nightingale is not very good. That lover is not good. This hunter is good. And he said, this is supposed to be replacement of what?
Sure.
Something back in book one, same place. That maiden. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is supposed to replace the logic. Animal logic is something. Hunting for the truth is something else. And that's what we are doing. So the path is hunting for the king, selflessly, just being interested in the interest of the king. Means my brain trying to work for my soul. Pay attention to the need of my soul, and whatever my soul's question is, this should go and find it. He said, this is how everything starts. Why? Because the truth is not something that you own. Could you own the truth? Oh, remember? Remember the meaning of have? All of that, you want to have it? It's not to have. Then what? You want the truth for what? Seeking the truth to bring it back to we is the goal. So you should hunt to bring it back to all of us. So this is a door which is open forever. That was the first point made. Second point is that, remember, you want to learn this wisdom? Shut your mouth. Because this talking, intelligent talking, will ruin everything. When we want to talk about something sacred, all of this talking, is a very ironic stuff, because whatever we know comes from this, right? Whatever we know comes from words. All the misunderstanding comes from the same source. You see how it is? So if you walk carelessly, you will ruin everything. We want to talk about something. Remember, we are talking about the influence, because our personality is influenced by our surrounding. If you connect with a very wise fellow, you become wise. If you connect to a stupid one, you become stupid. Don't think that the knowledge is personal. It's not. It goes from each us to the other one, and it changes. Look at it, seasonally it will change. Therefore, please beware, do not make a dust with the tongue's broom. Remember? He said, do not do this. Read this and don't talk in between. Even silently, do not say, yes. First, hear this in totality. Then, let me tell you that this wisdom I'm talking about, this is not something really describable. This is a sun which will rise from the horizon of the heart. It's something like that. If you are Alexander the Great, become the rising place for Shams. The sunrise is what we are looking for. Then he came to that donkey. And he said, donkey likes the herb. If you are a rider, you should be in control of this. And talked and talked. Suddenly he started to say, everything is being done. This universe is turning around. And we'll turn the people from this to that. Sometimes it will give you this picture, sometimes like that. Let's go back 2,000 years only, right? What do you see in this history? So many different pictures of humanity is presented to us. Each culture will give you a picture of humanity. And everything changes and changes. But the doctrine held by the eye of sense is Mu'tazilism. That verse I was reading. He came to two different ideas I'll explain to make one point. To say, if the animal sense could see the king, then the ox and the ass would behold Allah. This is the difference. When we are talking about this wisdom, knowledge is somewhere else. Knowledge is obtained by animal senses, by observing, by hearing, by touching, by all of that, right? So that's another stuff. Here, we're talking about another stuff, which is not visible by this eye. You need the third kind of the eye. Read that carefully, because over there he starts something that I believe every time we skip it, because I haven't seen the temptation in anyone yet after so many years. Here I start something, and I wait for a response, and I receive none. Therefore, I decided that maybe this is not very important. So I don't repeat it anymore. Remember the discussion here? Because I know when I arrive here, I look at that and I say, oh, yes, that's it. Because Hiss-e-mushtarak means common sense. Exactly. Then he brings in the common sense. Common sense in front of what? Would you please explain to me what is common sense? John, what is common sense?
It's not something I'm possessed, so I don't know what it is.
Exactly. I was hoping that you know what is missing, at least. What is common sense?
A sense that we have in common with each other.
Common sense means all the knowledge that we know. We are sure about, but we cannot prove it. It's not provable. We just know it. Means to explain to someone else, it does not need that kind of stuff. It's common sense. You don't have to prove your point. It's common sense. Okay? That's one meaning of it. And it has another meaning, a very silly. Who remembers that? Oh my God. In this path and mysticism, names are very important because they choose the name to put it here, to put it there. Okay? They made different categories, levels of explaining something. And one of it is about senses. There is a human being has five senses because we didn't know up to 100 years ago, we didn't know about the sixth one, which is magnetic field. We didn't know that. Anyhow, it's seeing and hearing and tasting and touching and I don't know the rest of it. I missed it. Alzheimer. But these are the instruments of the animals, okay? Every animal learns by that, we as well. I said, remember this. There is a way for that, and that is not our way. We look at the inner senses. We believe that there are five inner senses. These five animal ones are like that. Are like the antenna tuned outside because they touch outside. They give me information about outside. What about me? In me, there are five levels which are each one sense. The first one is common sense. You see, common sense is opening to a field of thinking